Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Bro Jr. here on Ace of Spades, PDX, via Blueberry Podcasting, here for the educational and anthology series, What You're Not Listening To. I'm not just your host, I'm also your writer, engineer, researcher, producer. Yeah, I kind of do it all, even maintain the website here, because, you know, hey, do it yourself is kind of a thing here in the Northwest. Hope you're all having a wonderful, wonderful November so far. And I hope I don't bum anyone out here today, but today we're featuring a very special tribute. We're going to be talking about the late, great Jessie Norman and pigeons. The woman who once told a reporter that pigeonholes were for pigeons chose her own destiny in a world where black women have often been dismissed and ignored. She left this mortal coil recently, and this program is a tribute to her gifts. Born roughly a month after the end of the Second World War, Jessie Norman, originally from Augusta, GA, was the daughter of an insurance salesman and a schoolteacher. Her parents recognized her gift for singing at an early age. Norman, as legend has it, was introduced to classical and opera music forms while listening to radio programs from the Metropolitan Opera in New York on Saturday mornings. The radio she heard them on was a gift for her ninth birthday, and she would listen to the broadcast while cleaning a room, naming Leontine Price and Marian Anderson as major influences. At age 16, she entered a national singing contest. Although she did not win, she was offered a scholarship to Howard University. By 1968, after attending several colleges, she completed her studies, majoring in music with a master's degree, and set out for Europe to start her career. Although she did perform in some standard operas, she preferred to be a soloist and perform live concert recitals, choosing her own repertoire, almost unheard of for a world-class singer of music in her field. Her live performances as Cassandra from Berlioz's Les Troyens at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York and Philadelphia in the early 1980s, after about a decade of performances in Europe, catapulted Norman into the upper echelons of the opera world. Her 1988 recording of Adrian auf Naxos by Strauss is considered by critics to be without peer. She continued to perform and record sporadically, releasing her last LP of material in 2010. She spent much of her time in later life on a number of charities, including a free music education program in her hometown. Much like her major influences, she split her selections between Negro spirituals and classical music, with a heavy emphasis on German composers, particularly Wagner. Andre Heller did produce a documentary film about her in 1994, Jessie Norman, A Portrait, where she detailed not just her work as an artist, but as a civil rights activist. In addition to music education, she was an ardent supporter of the Girl Scouts and AIDS research. She published a memoir in 2014, Stand Up and Sing, where she details what life was like during the South during the segregationist Jim Crow era, where, in her own words, people just wanted to, quote-unquote, have their own worth in the world. A year later, she suffered a spinal cord injury, effectively ending any last hopes that she might have in performing live again. Norman died on September 30th, 2019, at the age of 74 in New York at St. Luke's Hospital due to complications from the injury that led to septic shock and multiple organ failure, leaving behind a legacy for black women in the fine arts field that can't be understated. And we're going to be kicking off this program with her most famous piece here, and one that really was the one that catapulted her into the upper echelons that I spoke of earlier. One of the greatest performances recorded by anyone of this Strauss opera. This is the song Großmachtigend Präsenzen, and we will see you in about a half an hour. Thank you.
als diesen Fels und diese Höhlenarme. Prinzessin, hören Sie mich an! Nicht Sie allein, wir alle, auch wir alle, was erhört den Sport, wer ist die Frau?
Das eine Höhe.
Yeah.
And welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades, PDX, via Blueberry Podcasting, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, RSS feed, download your Android device or Spotify. I'm still your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., and this is our very special tribute to Jesse Norman, one of the greatest sopranos ever lived, who recently left this mortal coil, left us with some absolute treasures here. And let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our show, shall we? Kicked it all off with Gurusmastishin Prezessen from Adrian auf Naxos by Strauss. After that, another German composer, Berg, from the album Lieder, seven early songs. That was Nacht, which translates to night. And Berg's teacher, Schoenberg, there with Du Sentis Mir Einen. And following that, yet another German composer, Strauss, with Allegretto in E for violin and piano, AV 149, Beam, there for you. And we're going to be kicking off the second part of our show with not a German composer. Yes, but don't worry, children. There will be more. Don't worry about that. For those of you who love German opera forms, especially the Wagnerian styles, as she really excelled at. This is from Bizet's Carmen and is commonly known as the Habanera. And she does kind of a jazzy take on this. She was also, Norman was also a big fan of jazz music, particularly Duke Ellington. And we will see you just before our truly beautiful grand finale.
Quand je vous aimerai, ma foi, je ne sais pas, peut-être jamais, peut-être demain, mais pas aujourd'hui, c'est certain. Sleep.
Yeah!
let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go tell that midnight rider, tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter, tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet from the midnight dews, 'cause I've been down on my bended knees talking to the man from Galilee. My God, he spoke so sweet, I thought I heard the ruffle of angels' feet. He put his hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that night rider, tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter, tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down. You may throw a rock, hide your hand, work in the dark against your fellow man, but sure as God made the day and night, what you do in the dark will come to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, try to take the moat from your neighbor's eye, but sure as there is the rich and the poor, you're gonna reap, my brother, just what you sow. You may go home for a long time, run on for a long time. You may run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Some people go to church just to signify they're trying to make a date with the neighbor's wife. But listen here, brother, just as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, you're gonna think that the man is gone to work, and you'll walk up and knock on the door. That's all, my brother, you'll knock no more. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, gambler, backbiter, tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
Yeah! Hit me off.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution. This is your host, Daddy Ben Bear, here on Ace of Spades, PDX's via Blueberry Podcasting. What you're not listening to, and hopefully you've been enjoying this amazing series of performances by Ms. Jessie Norman, who recently left us at the age of 74 in New York City due to septic shock and multiple organ failure in New York. And yes, she was all that. Let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our show, shall we? Starting off was the Habanera from Bizet's Carmen, and her favorite composer, Wagner, follows that from Tristan and Isolde, Liebestod. After that was Ave Maria, the Schubert version. And mind you, there's a lot of Ave Marias out there for the uninitiated. One's by, there's one by Bach, and there's one by Gounod, and we'll be talking about Gounod in just a minute, but this is the one that everyone knows. And after that, we heard God's Gonna Cut You Down, and you can hear the audience just go absolutely crazy listening to her just really reaching down to those deep, low notes that she is truly not known for. She's mostly known for the very operatic aria, soprano high note singing. So it really was, I'm sure, a shock to some, but an amazing shock as well. And that was from the album Roots, My Life, My Song, from her last LP in 2010. And I have to thank Ronald E. Smith, baby boy, for hitting me this. We originally had a different track list planned for this, and then he just remembered this and says, you need to hear this. And my God, I'm so grateful for his input on this, because it couldn't have been more on point about what we should be ending with, because it really is just a thing of absolute gorgeous beauty. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests, you're always welcome. Please drop us a line here on the podcast page or via email at daddypenbear@gmail.com. Love to you all, and to the Norman family, thank you for everything. I'm sorry that you're having to go through this, but know that, you know, I don't need to tell you that how well-loved you know, Jesse was to all of us. But, you know, it never hurts to say it one more time. And we will see you all next week. Another special, very special show. Love to you all. This is from Faust by Gounod, O Divine Redeemer.